Hello, and thanks for checking out our classroom podcast that we call the For Got Tonya Project. On this edition, we sat down with students from Cuba High School to share their insights on technology and growing up. How do they use technology? How do they feel it helps? How do they feel it hurts? These students are part of what author Tim Elmore calls the IY generation, meaning that they are the first to come of age in the world of iPhones, iPods, iPads. This generation is 80 million strong, and according to Elmore, who's also the founder of an organization called Growing Leaders, although they may appear to have a low work ethic, they desire to connect socially. According to a Pew Research poll, 89% of IYers think it's important to be constantly growing. 71% want coworkers to be like a second family. And another insight from Elmore is that Generation IY may appear to be insubordinate, but they actually want to reinvent their own place in the world. 66% want to invent their own position at work. 60% say they can't find a job. They'll create their own job. And 83% of Generation IY is looking for a job where their creativity is valued. You can find out more information about Generation IY from Tim Elmore by visiting growingleaders.com. We'll also have some links for his work in our blog post at our webpage, forgottoniaproject.com. Now, going into this interview, which ended up being a blast, I was curious if my students reflected these desires. While I certainly discovered things to be concerned about regarding technology, our discussion also revealed that technology concerns shouldn't be centered on young people alone. Almost every student expressed concern over their own parents or older family members and the way that they use technology. Things like gossiping on social media, cell phones at the dinner table, that kind of stuff. I found this discussion very informative, and I hope you will too. And last thing, before we get into the talk, we want you to know this discussion was to promote this year's Screen Free Week, which is sponsored by the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. Our community participated and also had a number of great events planned throughout the week. We'll be posting this information in the next couple of weeks about our parent panel on technology, which also accompanied our student panel on technology. So lots of different perspectives to consider. And so without further ado, please enjoy our discussion on students and technology.
Hi, my name is Alex Joe Aller, and I like baseball.
I'm Jessica Young, and I like Korean.
Sam Decker, injury prone.
Cody Maxwell can't put a ping pong ball in the belly button.
Addie Williams can juggle.
Kalen Beekman, take too many naps.
Blake Luthy, lifeguard.
Jonathan Stone, big disappointment.
Danny Coulter, all I do is sleep.
Sabrina Reed, I like to read.
Christian Marshall, I got nothing.
Emily Johns, I enjoy to eat, so.
Libby Dickin, my favorite color is blue.
Alexis Clark, my favorite smell is fresh, clean laundry.
Lily Abernathy, my favorite restaurant is Olive Garden.
All right, thank you. So our first question is, since the focus of our discussion is on teen lives, starting with something simple. So over here, first response, what is your morning routine and how does technology factor into your morning routine? Cody, don't say anything about you brush your teeth with your cell phone. That didn't make any sense. I brush my teeth with my cell phone. But what's your morning routine and how much does technology involve in it? Who wants to take this first one?
Well, the first thing I do in the morning is have an alarm, and that alarm is set on my phone. So that's the very first thing I look at every morning is my alarm on my phone. And then when I wake up, I usually check all my social media, and then that's how I start my day every day.
So first thing I do, I wake up, you know, to a very loud alarm. And then, you know, it takes me about 10 minutes to get out of bed because I usually play on my phone for a little bit. And then I take a shower. And then I usually grab a bite to eat before I leave. And then I have to speed to school. So yeah, there's what I do.
So the only thing about technology though was it wakes you up.
Yeah.
It wakes you up. So far we've established that without our phone,
no one would even be here at school, like on time at all.
Some teens say their cell phones or computers can be distracting when they're trying to get homework done, or even just when they're hanging out with their friends. So, does this happen to you? And if so, do you have any strategies to try and help yourself focus? So we're talking about like homework, technology, distraction. I'm gonna start with you guys this time.
Yeah, I would definitely say that my phone and like my computer distract me, but I really just like have to put it in my brain. I gotta get stuff done, you know? So I just like put it down, and sometimes I'll listen to music and I'll just like try to stay off social media. But like about the friends, I don't think it really, that really happens with my friends. Like, I don't think we really care. And like, if we're talking about something serious or like whatever, then we know like it's just rude to like you be on your phone.
My friends and I sit at our table, and most of the time we're on electronics. But when we're talking about something important, or when we're having a conversation, we look up from our electronics and have face-to-face conversation.
For privacy, what's one thing you would never, ever share on your social media, phones, whatever? What's one thing you would never share?
All right, so something I like to keep in private is definitely my conversations, because I feel that that's between you and someone else. Even if it is over the phone, you wouldn't want to share a conversation that you had face-to-face with someone else, so I don't think you should be posting about that online.
Generationally speaking, with young people, is there a tendency to overshare then? Like, do you think young people today are...
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah.
It's like every little thing just goes online, no matter if someone doesn't like it or does.
Okay. I think something you shouldn't really be sharing on the internet is where you live or where you're at currently, because that could just lead to a whole bunch of problems.
Yeah.
I would never share about, like, if I got in a fight with like one of my friends or something. Like, I would never like publicly like humiliate them and call them out, because like I just have a lot more respect, you know, for my friends than to do that. And I feel like that's a big problem.
Let's talk about, this is one of my favorite questions. Do you have rules in your house regarding technology? If so, what are the ones that are most helpful, least helpful? I feel like we're going to have some diverse answers on this one, because maybe some folks have something really strict. Maybe you honestly just don't have anything, but I don't know. So do you have rules, structure, guidelines in your house about technology? What do you like about them? What do you find least helpful about them?
I don't really have anything that, like, my mom isn't really that strict about our phones. As long as my brother and I are both, you know, still getting our stuff done and it's not like a big distraction, we can't eat, or we can't use our phone when we're eating. That's a big one at the table and stuff.
Okay.
At my house, we don't have many rules on technology, because it's mainly what we do, since we don't really talk to each other because my parents are always working. No phones at the table. That's my brother's fault, because he's always watching YouTube videos. He dropped his phone in his food once because he was watching YouTube. Don't take your phone into the bathroom with you.
That's like an actual written rule. That's like...
Yes, because my brother broke a $400 phone because he took it into the bathroom and dropped it in the bathtub while running his bath water.
Ooh, wow.
I would be in trouble personally with that one, because
$400?
I get a lot of greeting done. Yeah. Over here?
My phone is like $25.
Just no phones at the dinner table. I feel like that's like common courtesy.
Yeah. Does that get enforced too? Like, have you personally ever had to be told by your folks like?
No, but I tell it to my parents a lot.
You tell your parents? That's interesting. Yeah. You tell your parents. Okay. We haven't even talked about that dynamic, right? Like the whole assumption is these young people in technology, but our adults are really like innocent, you know? I know I'm not. Okay, anyway. I'm going to start with you guys. Work our way around the next question. If you could make one policy, and this question says in your community, but let's say in our school, at home, or in the community, that everyone had to follow
and I should add extra regarding technology, what would it be? Right? Because like Cody Maxwell's answer was like, oh man, what did you say?
I'd stop people smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, kind of like, that's great. But wait, we're talking about technology. So like some kind of policy regarding technology. So one idea, maybe you can even just respond to this. Some towns, like some cities have made it, you get some sort of fine if you were caught texting and walking, like in the city. So that could be a community-wide policy. Would that be something that you would be, we don't really have like a lot of traffic in Cuba. There's no like traffic lights. But that could be an example of a community policy. There was just an article today that came out that said more and more schools than ever before are allowing like just really loose about phones in the classroom as long as they're using them to incorporate into the lesson. So that's an example of a school-wide policy maybe you would endorse, or just maybe a specific rule in your home that you'd like to see. So can someone speak to that? So a policy about technology in their town, their school, or home. What do you think?
I literally put on the paper how I said I didn't like rules as is. So like, I don't know.
So what would that mean? Like, so no rules, just let it play out as it plays out, right?
Basically, okay. Why not?
Well, I got some.
Anarchy, total anarchy.
I would say it's kind of annoying when people are just standing in the middle of the hallway, like on their phones. So I feel like a policy should be, if you're going to be on your phone, you need to be moving.
Okay.
Because like, I get irritated trying to walk to a class, so I'll just stand on their phone, you know.
So to help with hallway traffic.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. I think we should be allowed to have our phones in our like pockets.
Okay.
Because just with everything going on, you know, it's just really crazy. You never know what's going to happen and when you're going to need your phone to call for help or anything.
And thank you for saying something about that, too, because if we as a, and when I say we, I guess I mean you, as young people are passive about this, you're going to watch. Because as much as I respect what Sam said about no rules, anarchy altogether, there's policies that are being formed. There's discussions about it. And so if you're passive about what you want, how you're going to use technology, you're passive about it, you're going to have someone else structure these rules that you might not like, right? So it's totally reasonable to say, here's what we do on our phone, here's how we'd like to use our phone. It's a helpful thing for us. How many, this is an extreme example, but how many students from like the Parkland massacre, they were calling mom and dad before the school could even notify, right? Mm-hmm. They were telling them what's going on. So, you know, something like that, I mean, to make you like, not have it on, not have it in your locker. You know what I mean? Like something like that is it's a powerful tool. It's a helpful tool. But also acknowledging that it could be a pretty powerfully potential tool for diversion of like what your purpose of school's trying to be. So, but if you're passive about these rules, guys, they're going to get, somebody else is going to form them. To see in our schools, like some sort of shared value, some kind of conversation. But if you're just letting folks just say, this is what we want, you have to do this, and you're not participating in that, I don't know, that's not the kind of society that we want to live in as well. So even when it comes to technology, how are you guys using technology? How is it helpful for you? Some teens say they wish they could just unplug, or that they could get their parents, there it is, our friends to unplug. Do you ever feel that way? And do you ever give yourself a break from technology? You guys, somebody over here said something alluding to that before. So what do you think?
Okay, I definitely feel like, you know, sometimes I just want to not be on social media or on my phone at all. And this sounds like kind of stupid, but like something small that I do sometimes is just like let my phone die. And then just really? Like, I'm just like not on it for a while. And even though it's like something small, it's, I still kind of like feel like better after a while, you know?
So. I don't really feel like I need to unplug from, you know, technology. I feel like, you know, I enjoy being on the internet and doing my thing, so why would I stop myself from, you know, doing something I enjoy doing? And I never really, I mean, I'm not like on social media very much, so I don't really feel like overwhelmed. So I just, you know, when I feel like I want to get on whatever, I just do it.
I feel like I don't really want to unplug because I am very involved in my phone, I guess. And like, I couldn't really get my mom to unplug because she's like, her job revolves around technology. So like, yeah, I just don't really feel the need to unplug.
I feel like if you get to the point to where you have to feel like you need to unplug from social media, you just need to stop using it. I mean, that you're getting that to that point, you need to just like, you need to just stop. If you're letting it get that involved and like bother you that much, like social media is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to like help you connect with other people. But I mean, if you're feeling overwhelmed from it, just don't use it.
There's an off switch for a reason.
Exactly. Deactivate your account. Get rid of the app. It's that simple. Hmm. If you feel like you need to unplug, don't use it in the first place. Don't let something from the app bother you.
This is a fun question. I like this question. Are there any conversations you would rather have face-to-face instead of online or over texting? What about conversations that you would rather have online rather than face-to-face? All right, so what are some examples of conversations where it's better to have it face-to-face, and then maybe there's a conversation you think it'd be better to have like a text or something? Yeah, what do you think about that?
Almost anything personal. I feel like you should do almost anything personal face-to-face. Yeah. But like over the phone, I feel like you go grocery shopping. I feel like that's the easiest way to do it. I had my mom just yesterday text me what we needed from town.
Okay.
I think I would rather say like pretty much everything face-to-face than over like my phone. Some stuff it might be easier to say over like behind a screen. But, you know, I think it'd just be better in the end to just say everything face-to-face, you know. That way there's no confusion with how you worded something or, you know, whatever. It would just be easier. And I think any problem could be solved quicker if it's face-to-face.
I agree with that. I think that I think people can get stuff, you know, mixed up on how you're trying to say something or the way, you know, you're trying to come off and come off, you know, mean or harsh or...
Has that ever happened to anybody?
Yeah, I've had.
Something
yeah.
got misinterpreted?
Yeah, and you didn't even mean it like that or, you know, it can be easier to do stuff in person that way to kind of be able to explain yourself better or, you know.
Yeah, is it okay to break up with somebody or ask somebody on a date or ask somebody to get married on a text? Is that okay?
No.
Probably not. I kind of would hope to say, like, we could all share that. That's one value. There's not a generational gap between that. Like, we could all maybe say that that's probably something better left for, like, face-to-face. That's not, like, good to text. I would say, too, as from a coach, I don't want someone to text, hey, I'm going to not be on the team anymore, right? I'd rather have those personal conversations and just make sure you're on the same page. I don't know. I order pizza online all the time, though. No, we don't. We're terrified of.
That's the only time you should use.
Yeah, we're terrified of that.
Is to order food because talking to people face to face is kind of nervous. Makes you nervous.
Yeah, and they're strangers too. And I was always taught, don't talk to strangers.
Like, sometimes they'll give you like a face. That'll be like, oh wow, you're judging me based on what I'm ordering.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. All right, couple more questions. These last ones are easy. They're kind of fun. So start with you guys, working the way around. Do you think social media makes the world a better or a worse place?
I think it just depends on, like, the way that you use social media. And if you use it and like, to start drama or, like, spread, like, fake information, then I think that that's would not be, like, a good way to use it. But if you use it to keep in contact with, like, people that you don't see very often and you can like FaceTime them and stuff like that, and I think that could make the world a better place.
So I think social media, like before Donald Trump, made the world a better place, and now that he's president, it's going downhill, because every day there's a different tweet from him and he's insulting the guy who literally has nuclear bombs aimed at us.
I think the worst thing about it, the thing I absolutely hate, are the ads. And so, like, there's so damn many. I just hate that.
Yeah.
I can't say it. I mean, I can't scroll through Twitter without having, like, 3 or 4 different ads.
Every YouTube video you watch, there's an ad every YouTube video.
How would your parents answer this question? Social media, has it made the world better or worse?
Well, I can tell you that to my mom, it definitely has made it better. Because, I mean, she's, like, on Facebook a lot throughout the day. So just, I mean, she's also, like, in her younger days. I'm trying to think of how to word it. But my grandpa, her dad, moved to Indianapolis, and that's where she originally started to grow up, and then she came back here, and then moved back, and then came back. And so she's like, she like met a lot of people in Indy, but then like came back. So, and then like with Facebook, she's like, remembers her name, high school, like the senior yearbook and everything. So yeah. She's like reconnected with a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
I definitely think they would say more towards the worst side, because social media builds this bridge for society, how everyone should look and act for future generations. So I feel like it just keeps going downhill. But like Sammy said, it has its ups and downs. You get your information, you can connect with new people, but society is always telling you to be someone different. And I think younger generations just keep believing that.
My dad hates technology.
Really?
He yeah. still has a flip phone. And he barely even knows how to use that. And he doesn't have, like, internet or anything like that. He barely even knows how to use, like, a camera on my phone. Like, I have to show him how to do it every single time. And he complains about, like, anytime he sees me on my phone, he'll, like, complain about it. He'll be like, all you do is, like, sit on your phone and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, that's about all I do. And, yeah, my dad really does hate technology, so.
So, I'm not going to talk about my parent because she's okay with it, but okay. My aunt,
yeah.
She really likes Facebook,
yeah.
But she doesn't know how to not say things nicely, so she's actually been kicked off, like, 5 different times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I say she should, like, unplug for a while, but
sure.
She won't.
Sure.
Fill in the blank. My digital life is like blank. Because blank? You have to fill in the blank.
I know. I understand that.
I got you.
My digital life is like blank because blank. PG.
I'm sorry.
My digital life is like gravel because it rocks.
That was a clever one.
That was really good. That was good. That's probably good to end on Cody's quote. But the one thing I do want to close with is main concern I would have, I think a lot of like parents would have too, that is, let me say it like this. I saw a funny meme. Someone how this generation is like the generation of Tide Pods. The generation that's eating like Tide Pods. And somebody put a funny meme in response to that. And they put like pictures of people from the 80s and their big hair that they have. And they're just kind of like, you know, every generation has its problems, right? Like, every generation has its problems. But one difference though is some of these problems and these things that we just do as young people can get solidified. Like they just get a permanent digital mark online, because they might get shared on social media. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Whereas people could just hide them before, except for the big hair yearbook pictures. Like people can't hide that. And then it's funny when those things get shared. But like that is one I think theme too we didn't really touch on. Okay, so that's it. Thank you very much for listening to our student panel on technology. Our students had a lot of fun things to say. I enjoyed talking with them. Before you go, just a couple more things. First, if you have any questions or comments, or you're interested in some resources that informed our talk, you can continue the discussion online. Visit forgottoniaproject.com. We also want to remind you that this discussion accompanied our participation in this year's Screen Free Week, sponsored by the Campaign for a Commercial-Free Childhood. So check out our webpage for more resources on that. And finally, we want to let you know that a parent panel on technology also took place, and we're going to have that posted on our website in a few days. So if you'd like to hear what the parents have to say, tune in next time, because they have some very interesting perspectives on technology as well and how we can resist its pull in our lives. Thanks again for listening.
One of the rules, my dad put on technology in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do anything illegal on the internet, and if you do, don't get caught. Or in his words, don't be stupid about it.
Okay. That's probably going to get edited, okay?
Coach, your chair broke.
Yeah, I appreciate you trying not to like, rock it, because it's, like, the noisiest chair in history.
But, like, his armrest, it's, like, off.
Yeah, it's been broke for like, a couple of... Oh, yeah. It's really broke.
Yeah, like...
Did you do that and then just start resting here?
I didn't mean to,
but
I did.
So you did one of those Tommy Boy moves, like...
I've never
what'd
seen
you
Tommy
do?
Boy, so yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Dude.
Dude,
oh, man. I'll show it to you after this.